Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by... Finding someone who shares your values in today's culture isn't easy. And being single around the holidays isn't easy either. That's why Catholic Singles created a website and app where single Catholics can meet and get to know each other that focuses on values, activities, and interests. For over two decades, Catholic Singles has been fostering deep relationships because your faith matters. Start today at CatholicSingles.com.
Ignatius Press is pleased to announce the first national book club created for Catholic schools. Ignatius Book Club for Catholic Schools was launched to support Catholic schools' dedication to forming the whole child, mind, body, and spirit. Ignatius Book Club for Schools partnered with leading publishers of children's literature to offer the best books and educational materials for all reading levels and interests. Head to IgnatiusBookClub.com/podcast and find wholesome books that delight, inspire, and enrich. CMF Curo is the country's first Catholic healthcare ministry to provide an affordable health-sharing solution rooted in Catholic teaching and community. Learn more at MyCatholicHealthcare.com. That's MyCatholicHealthcare.com. CMF Curo. Healthcare fully alive.
Hey, friends, and welcome back to another episode of Lisa Hendy and Friends. It is progressing along through Advent. I can't believe it. As you're listening to this, you probably maybe have a tree with some presents under it and lots of exciting plans for the week ahead. And hopefully the last few weeks of Advent have been kind of a spiritual preparation for you to get to the point that you are right now. But the good news is that there's still time for us to get ready, to ready our hearts for our celebration of the coming of Jesus Christ, but more importantly, to ready our hearts to be with him forever. And today's guest on the podcast is someone very special who's created an amazing new tool that I think is going to bring a great revolution to our prayer lives and our relationship with God. And I'm really happy today to welcome to the show my new friend, Alex Jones. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Lisa, how are you? Thanks for the kind words.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you on. Let me read your official bio just so everybody knows. You're quite young and yet you've already accomplished so much. So Alex was born and raised Catholic in Columbus, Ohio, but sadly, he fell away from his faith in high school, and he graduated from, we shared the same alma mater, the University of Notre Dame. He graduated as a mechanical engineering major and then started to re-engage with his faith around the time that he began his professional career with McKinsey and Company, where he served as a consultant working on digital strategy. And Alex discovered contemplative prayer in early 2018, and it really changed his life. And so he left that consulting role to work full time on the amazing project that we'll discuss today, the brand new Hallow app. And he also recently began graduate school at Stanford and lives up there with his wonderful wife and partner, Megan. Welcome again, Alex. And wow, quite a lot of living that you've been doing in the last several years.
Yeah, no, it's been an incredibly exciting 6 to 8 months or so. Definitely a big number of life changes, and especially a lot of evolution from my spiritual life. So happy to get more into it, but definitely been an exciting few months.
Well, I don't think that most people who call themselves reverts actually go quite so far as to actually create a worldwide wonderful resource for other people. So I can't wait to hear more about Hallow. But before we jump into that, I just want to ask you, I like to ask my guests just to tell us a little bit more about your story, the parts that are most significant to you.
Yeah, what might work easiest there, and just because one of the parts that's most significant to me is this Hallow story. But if it works, maybe I just start kind of the story of kind of my own faith life.
I'd love that.
Over the past maybe a few years. Does that work?
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect. So yeah, you kind of said it there in a couple words, and I'll just maybe add a little bit more color to it. But So I was raised Catholic. My saint of a mother took me to Mass every Sunday, but I never really engaged in my faith. I never really wrestled with the stuff I was professing to believe, and so very quickly fell away from it in high school and college. Right near the end of college, and coincidentally around the same time where I met Megan, who's the other most important part of my story, really gradually started to kind of re-engage with my faith, but mostly on the intellectual side, kind of wrestling with some of the theology, and started to realize that maybe it wasn't all just myth and legend, that maybe there was some real thought behind it. But the big piece for me that was always missing was this, a personal relationship with God. I'd never really felt like I had any type of two-way relationship with him. And anytime I had tried praying, it had always felt like I was talking to a wall. So I really tried to dive into this. And for probably the first 3 years of me being in the real world, was trying to pray every day, but just using kind of the prayer methods that I learned when I was a kid, which I think are still phenomenally powerful, but I was never really able to tap into them. In parallel to that, I was trying to find a little bit of sanity within the world of emails and to-dos, and so started using Headspace, which is one of the popular meditation apps. Probably used that for 3 years or so. And I thought that was really powerful. It was a great way to learn meditation, but it felt like it was starting to get me into a spiritual experience, but I was never able to kind of connect it back to my newfound kind of Christian faith that was starting to develop. And so we started probably 8 months ago or so. I was just recently married, so again, gonna keep my wife in it, because she's just been an incredibly powerful force for helping me develop in my faith life throughout this. But probably 8 months ago or so, started asking the question of, is there some type of intersection between these contemplative meditative experiences and the Christian and Catholic faith? And the answer, as soon as you talk to anybody who knows what they're talking about, is, of course, the church has been doing this for thousands of years. And so that was really where I think my spiritual life started to take off, started exploring things like Lectio Divina, the Examen, spiritual writing, meditation, all this stuff within the Christian context. And it absolutely changed my life. The first time I tried Lectio Divina, brought tears to my eyes, and so it was just this incredibly powerful experience. And I think you you mentioned, you know, not many people who reconvert then go to work on faith-based stuff, but for me it was, and for us, the some of my closest friends who I started talking about this stuff with, the idea was so obvious that, you know, if Headspace and Calm and some of the popular meditation apps that we'd been using can be successful in bringing these models and teaching people how to meditate, why could that same thing not be done within Catholic contemplative prayer? And it almost felt like it was so it was so obviously handed to us, it felt like, you know. And I think a bigger piece of this is that how blessed I've felt to be a part of something bigger and feel like God is really at work. But it felt so obvious that it was handed to us that we, you know, almost had a duty to start working on it and try to see if we could help other people discover the same stuff that we'd been discovering.
Well, what's resulted is truly beautiful. And I feel so grateful to God for the day that I opened my email and there was this email from you telling me all about Halo and introducing me to it. And I fell in love with it immediately. But let's back up for people who haven't seen the app or know about the service and just say, you know, how do you describe this gift of a tool to somebody who's never seen it before? What will they experience when they open up the app?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. The at its simplest, it's just a guide to these types of contemplative prayer and meditation methods within the Catholic faith. And so it's similar to some of the popular mindfulness apps that are out there, but centered around Catholic contemplation and meditation. And so if you open the app, it's pretty straightforward. It's just there's a number of different types of prayers you can try out. There's probably is 200 or so sessions that you can pick from. We recommend probably starting with our introduction, which is just a super simple 9-day introduction to a number of different types of prayers. And then you can try anything from themed sessions on joy or humility, to daily prayers, like the rosary or meditation or Lectio Divina, or challenges like rediscovering, and kind of diving deeper into traditional prayers like the Our Father or Stations of the Cross. They're split typically across a few different methods. And so, our big ones are Christian meditation, which leverages a lot of imaginative prayer, Lectio Divina, which is really just a really powerful, spiritual way of reading the Gospels and scripture. And then the Examen, which is a method of reflecting on your day. There's a few others in there, like spiritual writing and Teze or chant meditation, which is kind of singing, repetitive singing, and the rosary. But the first three are kind of the primary ones. And all you do is you just pick from the big list where you want to start. And then you just plug in your headphones, close your eyes, and you have an audio guide who walks you through how to pray. And so then at the end of typically either you can choose from 5, 10, or 15 minutes, you'll finish the prayer. And then there's a space for you to reflect and journal and track your progress and save favorites and all the stuff that you'd expect from an app. So that's kind of the quick overview. But the simplest way to learn what it is you know, just to try it out and try out that first introductory session. We try to frame it with absolutely no, as I had 6 months ago, absolutely no background experience on any of these types of prayers, and just make it as simple and easy to follow as we possibly can.
So just to say from the perspective of somebody who's been using it, that's far, I'm at least twice your age, Alex, and I've been praying for a long, long time. But I have to say that some people might think, well, I'm not a beginner to prayer and I've been praying for a long time. And one thing that I really love about the app is that it's really for me a new experience in prayer, because when I put my headphones on and kind of quieted my heart and really started to dive in and use this in my daily prayer, I just find a new dimension to my prayer that's been really, really beautiful for me. And one thing that I love is that you have two, you call them, are they guides, the people who do that, who lead us in the prayer? Is that what you call them?
Yeah, Francis and Abby are our spiritual guides.
Right. So you can choose Francis or you can choose Abby. You can go bounce back and forth. I've been praying with Abby. And so the sound of her voice, but especially the prompting way that she encourages me to shut out the world around me and to dive more deeply into just this contemplation is a great gift. I fall prey sometimes in my prayer life to doing my prayer rather than experiencing my prayer. So too often I'm like, well, I'm going to read this and I'm going to cross off this and I'm going to say these prayers. And I find as soon as I put my headphones on and begin to pray with Hallow, that a lot of that sense of like doing my prayer falls away. And I can hear promptings of the Spirit more openly. I'm not one of those people who's, you know, I know some of my listeners out there will say, well, I've God told me X, Y, Z in my prayer. I'm still waiting for that lightning bolt to happen. Well, I'll definitely say that when I'm praying with Hallow, I feel my spirit more open to promptings. And I've really loved the journaling portion of the daily prayers where, you know, I just take a couple moments to immediately reflect on, you know, what it was that I heard in my heart when I was praying that day. And it's very interesting that while this is done on a phone, I have to say I've been really careful to leave my phone in airplane mode or to do not disturb mode when I'm using this. So I'm not experiencing, you know, pop-ups and notifications and all that. So I'm sure that was part of the thought when you were working on putting the design together. So tell us a little bit about the team, like, that created Hallo.
Yeah. Do you mind if you said a number of things there that
no, pop in. I'm monologuing.
Do you mind if I respond to that real quick? Perfect. And then I'll definitely get to the team because we've got a really phenomenal group of people working on it. But one of the things that you said that I think really struck is, and we've been talking to a number of folks, including yourself, obviously, who have been tremendously helpful trying to understand essentially why people are falling away from such a beautiful spirituality. And one of the lines that has really resonated with me is this line of, we have a lot of people out there who have been catechized but not evangelized. And so they've been told, you know, this is what you're supposed to do and this is what you're supposed to believe, but they haven't met God in the way that you know, Christianity calls us to, and form the relationship with him that is so powerful and transformative. And so I think, you know, when I thought about prayer, when I was trying prayer a few years ago, it was exactly what you were saying, Lisa, which is, you know, hey, let me just tick through the things that I'm supposed to do and supposed to say or think. But it was never, and there was another funny line that we got from a priest when we were first talking about this, but his line was, if your relationship with your wife, Alex, was you coming home every day and saying, hey, this is what happened to me today and this is what I need help with, thanks, goodbye, you know, how healthy would that relationship with your wife be? And my answer, of course, was she would not be very happy with me, because, you know, that the most important part in at least our relationship, and especially from me, because I have a lot to learn from her, but it's just listening. And especially when you think about our relationship with God, so much of our time is spent talking at him, which is important too. It's important to have a dialogue with him. But I would argue some of the most powerful pieces of my prayer life have been just sitting in silence and just trying to listen, and for movements within yourself, for just resting in silence with him. So that's the one thing that really hit home. And I think what we've tried to do, even for folks who, you know, if you have been doing Lectio Divina or Holy Hours every day or examines every night, we've tried to, from a lot of the feedback we've gotten, build in a lot of, you know, much less guided sessions for folks to come and practice it still. I think the thing, at least, that's been powerful for me is really just, you know, if I tell myself I'm going to do the examine every night and reflect on my day and bring it to God, I typically end up lying in bed, and as I fall asleep, I you know, say do a quick review of my day. But the nice part is, you know, if you open up the app, and even if you just use a timer or something, but you just hold yourself to, hey, I'm going to spend 5 or 10 solid minutes. I'm going to sit up. I'm going to be awake, and I'm going to actually dedicate this time to God. Is a really powerful way, at least to me, of making sure that you spend that time with him. So anyway, those are just some of the thoughts that you prompted there, mm-hmm. of a number of the funny advisor conversations we've had.
Yeah, I love that priest comment. And it's funny, you know, sometimes I have a chance when I'm working to meet new priests, and I think this is something that they sometimes struggle with too. So I'm sure that for him, this was a real gift to see this app.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, no, definitely. Happy to get into your team question,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, just because I know something like this is, well, you're sort of the front face of it. You have a list of people that have been monumental in putting the thing together.
Yeah, definitely. My co-founder is Eric Karakis, and he also went to Notre Dame. He was a computer science major, so knows a lot of the technical side of things too. He went to work actually serving, working with startups on growth out here in the Silicon Valley. So he is pretty familiar with how to try to get stuff in the hands of people who need it. And so he's leading us on that. And then Alessandro has just recently joined us full time. He came from a finance world and is kind of working. What we've realized is it's great to have a bunch of young, energetic people working on it because we're trying to build something for ourselves in a 21st century app. But the equally as important is making sure that we're very well aligned with the right faith communities and partnerships. And so Alessandro has done a phenomenal job leading us there. Abby, who's one of our spiritual guides, is actually also our head of content. And so writes all of the content. She graduated from Notre Dame with a theology degree and went to work at Dynamic Catholic. And then her husband actually is a master's in theology from Notre Dame, who also helps out Joe. Francis is one of our spiritual guides. He's in the seminary now, who also helped a ton on the content. And then Brian Enriquez is somebody who's working on our team to really try to build kind of in-person communities and make sure that everybody who's using our app, we get feedback from them and can customize prayer plans and all that jazz. And I think the really powerful part of prayer relative to secular meditation is the power of doing it in groups. And so that's kind of really his vision is kind of trying to pull together some of those in-person communities here over the next few months. So I am sure that I am forgetting a good chunk of people. We have a number of folks who are helping us on the development side, on the code side, and the design side, and a number of folks helping us from the audio editing side who have just been phenomenal. But I think it's every one of these, all of these folks have done the vast majority of the work. And the line that I say is the only two good things that I've done throughout the course of this is start praying and then ask people for help. And they have all responded and have just, I mean, Francis and Abby and Joe have pulled together what I think is some truly beautiful content. And the app, I think, really came together nicely. So it's really been a blessing to get to watch them, all work. The there's a funny story about how we ended up finding Francis, Abby, and Joe.
Tell
maybe
us.
Tell it for 30 seconds.
Absolutely.
So we went. So I had talked to Joe. I actually knew Joe very well from Notre Dame and his wife, Abby. And so we talked about this idea 8 months ago or so, super briefly, because I knew that they were much further along in their faith lives than I was. And so asked them for their advice. And then we were really struggling with, I thought Abby's as a voice was phenomenal. But we also kind of wanted the counter on the male side, mm-hmm. A man's voice to help lead it. And we really wanted somebody who could help create the content, because it's important to me that, and it was important to all of us, I think, that the folks who are writing and drafting and creating the content are the same ones leading you through it. So it's mm-hmm. not, they're not voice actors or anything.
Right.
It was Sunday, and I had just gotten off the phone with Joe and Abby, and I was walking into Mass on a Sunday afternoon. And I said, you know what, there's just got to be somebody who's got a great gift in having a really soothing voice, but who also, you know, I would look to as a spiritual director. And I walked into Mass, and after communion, just the name, just Francis's name popped into my head. And I walked out of Mass and I texted Joe, who was much closer with Francis. Francis, I had only met once at Notre Dame. And I texted him and I said, hey, you know, you should reach out to Francis to see if he'd be interested in this. He reached out to Francis, and Francis said, Alex, I could not be more excited about this idea. I am so excited to pursue this with you. Let's go do it. This is perfect. And I was like, there is no way that that's not the Holy Spirit at work. You know, it's just a crazy kind
of that came into your mind and happened. For Francis, I think too, the gift for him in his future priesthood or wherever his vocation takes him, you know, the gift of being a part of this is so phenomenal too. So, you look at the blessing that that'll be to him to be a part of this. I'm so excited about it, Alex. And I know people are going to want to get their hands on it. I would keep you another half hour, but I have to share that Alex is in grad school and at the same time as you're launching this, you're preparing for everything that you have for school too. So I don't want to keep you for too long. But I'm just kind of curious for people that want to get a hold of Hello, what's the best way to do that? And we're taking a little leap of here that when we launch this podcast, that it will actually be on these stores, but just in case, be persistent. So how do we find it?
Yeah, no, it'll definitely be on the stores by the time that this airs. And if not, then we'd have larger problems. But it'll be on both the iOS, so the Apple App Store, and the Google Play Store for folks with Android phones. And so if you just go to those app stores on your phone and search Hello Prayer, the Hello app comes up. It's a purple app, so pretty tough to miss. But then you can just download it straight to your phone there and start your first session. If you don't have a mobile phone or a smartphone, we'll have our introduction up on YouTube, so you can look at our website, hallow.app. So it's www.hallow.app, A-P-P, to find the link to the YouTube videos. So hopefully should have something for everybody to get involved. And if you can't find it, you can always email me at alex@hallow.app. So yeah. Hopefully
let him finish his finals first. You can email me. You can email lisa@catholicmom.com and I'll definitely point you to it. And friends, we're going to have links in our show notes to all the information that you need to get a hold of this. Alex, there's one last question, and I should have asked it earlier because it's significant and I don't want you to go short on your answer. But, you know, a lot of people listening have loved ones in their life who are away from the faith. And I think of about your mom, because I'm a mom of kids that are, you know, around your similar age. And I think about how maybe she felt during those years when you felt a little adrift in your faith life. And maybe she didn't even necessarily know how far you were from the gift that she had given you. But we all kind of know people maybe who've been in the faith and have gone away from it, or really who've never really had the gift of faith in their life. I'm just wondering what you think about how somebody who does want to share their faith with someone else might use Hello as a way to kind of give the gift of invitation to that loved one who's away from their relationship with Jesus in the church.
Yeah, I think it's a beautiful question. And I was actually just on the phone with one of the folks who is using our app, and she is a mother of three young children. The story she told us really resonated with me, but she had used the app in the car, taking so she would plug it into her car speakers, and her three kids would listen to it on their way to school, just the 5-minute version. And she said, you know, every time she would look back, and her 7-year-old son was sitting there with his eyes closed in prayer. To me, that image is truly beautiful and really stuck with me. But I do think that this evangelization and introducing people to God and to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit is the most powerful thing that we can do when we're trying to reach these people. I think what we tried to do, and the amazing part about me is that I so recently was one of those people that it's very easy for me to relate. And so we tried to build Hello very specifically with an eye towards reaching out to those people. So it doesn't, you know, open with, "Hi, meet Jesus, your Lord and Savior, who died for us and saved us all." It opens a little bit softer and says, "Hey, look, we're just going to spend some time and try to grow in our spiritual lives." So it doesn't necessarily rub the people who are further away from their faith the wrong way. And so the idea is that it can definitely be used as a tool to help people grow. And the last thing that I would say, though, you know, I've talked to my own mom about this, but there's so much that parents can influence their children on, and I think Hallow, along with the beauty of the church and all of the sacraments and all of the power within the church, are tremendous tools to help introduce people to God. At the end of the day, it's out of all of our hands. You know, my mom did everything she could, but at the end of the day, it was God who brought me to himself. And, you know, hopefully Hallow can act as a way for him to try to do that. But I wouldn't, the one counsel that I would say is, at the end of the day, it is all up to God to introduce himself to folks. And so wouldn't worry about it too much, but hopefully Hallow can help.
I love that answer. That is what I was hoping you would say. So just as that mom, I'll say that one great gift of having daily prayer time and a close relationship with the Lord is remembering all those in your life, no matter where they are in their journey. And this is a great tool to be able to do that with great recollection and peace of mind. So again, our guest today has been Alex Jones, a creator of the wonderful app Hallow. Alex, any closing thoughts before we let you get back to work?
No, the only last thing that I'd want to say is just to you, Lisa, and I would assume your listeners already know this, but you have been such a phenomenal help to us as a team as we've tried to build this, both from an advice perspective and from helping us to make the content as best as we can. And so just a huge thanks to you and for all of the help. You've been a really great friend and mentor through this. And then the second would just be even bigger thanks, if at all possible, to God for all of the great stuff that he's done through this. It's really been phenomenal to get to watch him work.
Well, and I can't wait to see how that work continues to unfold, because I think this is just the first chapter, Alex. So friends, be sure to come on over to the show notes at lisahendy.com for links to Hallow, for the video, for all the ways that you can get in touch with this great new resource to help you really to have the best Christmas ever. I know that you're going to love using this, Alex. I want to thank you for your time and for sharing your gifts. And please thank Megan, too, because I know that this is you're on the front. You've got somebody really wonderful behind you, and I really hope we meet in person someday soon.
Definitely. Absolutely. And she deserves all of the thanks in the world. She has put up with more than her fair share helping us get this thing off the ground. So she is the one doing the real work here.
So friends, that's it for this week's episode. And we're going to be taking a little break next week as we pause for the Christmas celebration. Please know that you'll be in my heart and in my prayers, and please keep me in yours as well. I can't wait to see what 2019 holds, but I do want to, as we close out this year of podcasting, say a huge thanks to Pete Socks and all of my friends at Breadbox Media, and to each of you for taking the time not only to listen to this show, but to share your feedback and to share it with your friends and loved ones. And let's see what our stories hold for what comes ahead. And until next week, have an awesome week, friends. God bless.
Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on Nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington. Home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at LexusofLexington.com.